Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A snapshot today of the Keeneland yearling sale. As part of an agribusiness industry network tour a few days back, yours truly got to participate. The scene was truly beautiful, the mood festive, and while it was about business, the event had a welcoming feel to it.
This is one of their five premier sales held here at Keeneland. This is select yearlings. So these are young horses that will celebrate their first birthday January 1st. And, of course, we hopefully will strike lightning with one of these horses, and we'll see him down the road a couple years in the Derby Trail.
Chuck Hayworth was our guide, a self-described horse fan in his retirement working with the touring service. Before reaching the actual sales arena, these young horses spend nearly 30 minutes among the crowd, walk through open areas where potential buyers can ask handlers for a closer look at confirmation or to check a hoof. The young horses get months of training for that.
In the course of a given day, you might have multiple people that want to inspect that horse. So some of these horses may have been inspected, you know, multiple times up in the teens or 20s. So we not only have to teach them how to be respectful of a visitor, but for that to happen over and over and over.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, hashtag knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Postsecondary Education.
We're back with Chuck Hayworth, Keeneland tour guide that day. It was fairly clear to see he is a true horse fan.
The Keeneland sales have long been representative of the finest horses in the world. Now, certainly we have other sales like this, and certainly in Europe. But Keeneland is certainly the flagship location and long identified with the finest of horses.
He noted this $3 billion industry is truly agribusiness with impact far beyond the high rollers.
I'm speaking of sales. I'm speaking of racing. I'm speaking of farriers, the blacksmith, the hay and grain dealers, veterinarians, arguably the finest veterinary equine clinics in the world are right here within a stone's throw of this facility.
On a personal note, if you ever have the chance, experience it. It's free and truly fascinating. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.